in the last few days here in the United Kingdom, we've been told that some of the great and the good in our society are succumbing to this virus. In the last few days, Prince Charles, the current heir to the throne, has begun showing symptoms. Then just in the last few hours, in addition to our Prime Minister, we've also seen the Health Secretary and the Chief Medical Officer having to self-isolate on that more rigorous level because they too are showing symptoms. Now, many of these are men who, in their God-appointed place, we've come to look to for leadership and rely upon for guidance. We recognise their frailty, but it's been driven home to us particularly by these things. No one is immune to this virus in at least the general sense. We are rich and poor, high and low, whatever our backgrounds, whatever our circumstances, this virus can strike at any of us. And so it is that we are reminded not just of our, if you like, general need, but also of the fact that even those upon whom we look for leadership during a crisis like this, that they too are weak and frail men, just as we are. But that's not true of the Lord God of heaven. In Psalm 33, we read that the Lord looks from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. That psalm as a whole is emphasizing God's government over all things, nationally and individually. It emphasizes that God is in control of the world that he has made. And that is something then that we need to hang on to, that our God is not dethroned. The scriptures, both the Old and the New Testaments, emphasize consistently and press home upon us the reality that the Lord God sits on his heavenly throne and that he rules over all. That means that the virus does not touch him. He is spirit. He is transcendent. This is not against him in that sense and not apart from him. It is an expression of his heavenly rule. We may not understand that. We may not be able to trace its course, but the Lord in heaven, seated on high, enthroned over all, this God is unshakable. He cannot succumb to a virus. There is no weakness in him. There is no ignorance in him. He will never be shaken and he cannot be moved. But we might say, well, that's great. So God's up there, out there. He doesn't know. He doesn't care. He's got no regard for us. Absolutely not. Though God is not dethroned, neither is he distracted. He's not careless. He's not diverted. He is both enthroned and engaged in the world that he has made. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. Everything that is taking place is known to God. Now, to be seen by God could be either a terror or a comfort. If you're not a believer, God's eyelids test the sons of men, say the scriptures. He looks and he doesn't just see the outer, but the inner man. He knows what's taking place in our very souls. He sees all wickedness. He sees all sin. And he is neither ignorant of it nor careless about it. And he will deal with sin. He is ready to punish all unrighteousness. And it is only his patience and his mercy that holds back his wrath and holds out the offer of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So know that God then is looking upon you. And call upon him in the day while he is near that he might save you from your sins. But the thing that is a terror to the ungodly is a comfort to God's own people. For he sees all the sons of men. He sees our condition. He knows our state. And he's bent this fatherly eye upon us. It is a tender eye. It is an eye of love and wisdom and goodness. And he knows all that we go through. He is ready to bless us and to keep us in all our trials. And we can be confident that the God who dwells on high has his eye upon his people for good. So whatever you have faced and whatever you will face, remember the Lord looks from heaven and sees all the sons of men.